Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wendy Richter. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Wendy, the annual Rotary auction is coming up. And so first things first, when and where and I guess how we get there.
Right. It's going to be here before we know it. It's on Saturday, November 23rd. It's here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. This will be our 37th Rotary auction.
That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, that's so you have people involved with it that weren't even alive when it started.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's sometimes sort of hard to fathom. Like, oh, you weren't even around then.
So. I know. Our younger members. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The cost, I'll just real quick go through this. Cost is $30 a person. And that includes your meal and wine is provided at the table and then an evening of fun. So it's very inexpensive.
It truly it is. And then you have, you say fun, lots of visiting going on, lots of people. I think a lot of these functions, you see people that maybe you don't see often, and so that makes it extra special too.
Right, right. Yeah. And the one thing that people need to know about the Rotary Auction is it's not a t-shirt and short function. Not really a requirement, but we do ask that people dress up. So, you know, there's not a lot of that around for us to, you know, other than weddings. But this is something we want people to dress appropriately.
And even then,
doesn't have to be a tax.
Yeah. Even then when you say weddings, I mean, some people don't own much hardly besides what they wear out to the field and wherever. It's
right,
just the same
right,
costume.
Right.
So this is an opportunity, I guess, a positive opportunity. Maybe the women more than the men think this is a really nice opportunity to pull out a special outfit. They
right.
have
dust off that gown.
Yeah. So, yes, that's a good thing. Now, and the other thing then when saying that, you know, who's invited? Who's welcome? Who should come?
Everybody. We want to pack the house. So having said that, I know there's a lot of people out there that think they hear Rotarians talk about getting a table. And you can purchase a table or you can just come as a couple. We have tables that we fill up. We have there are Rotarians that fill up tables. But again, if you just want to come as a couple, get your tickets, let Ted know, Ted Robinson at First Whitney Bank, and we have those tables that we fill up.
So it is really important, though, to get a ticket ahead of time.
Yes.
So
yes.
Be doing
we have sold tickets at the door. However, we do need to know. So we have seating.
And food.
Well, that's true. Yes, if you want to eat.
If you want to eat and have your glass of wine. It would be good to let people know you're going to be there.
Now, having said that, too, it's important to know that you do not have to attend the meal to attend the auction. And that's another thing that we really want people to know is when planning this, we try to plan around everybody's events. That doesn't always happen. So I hate to say this, but Iowa and Iowa State both have home games on the 23rd. So if you're planning on going to the game, that's fine. Go cheer your team on. When you get back to Atlantic, you can come to the auction. So you can stop out. You just
come on in.
Right. Yeah. You just won't have a meal.
Yeah. Okay.
You still have
and
the
is
fellowship.
There still a $30 fee?
No, because that's for the meal.
Okay. And then the opportunity, though, then, is to participate in two different kinds of auctions.
Exactly. We have a live auction and we have a silent auction.
And the silent auction end at a certain time? When does the silent auction begin and end?
Well, the silent auction goes throughout the entire evening. We have generally between 20 to 30 items that are on the silent auction, and those are lumped in categories. So the first section, 1 through 4 or 5, might end after package A and B. So through the live auction, we have A through G or H. It just depends on how many packages we put together.
What a job that is. So let's talk about where do you get all of these things that you auction off? Because there's, I think, things that are relatively inexpensive and small, and then there are those big packages.
Right. We have lots of items, and we have, you know, we have over 60 Rotarians in our club. And that's one of the things that Rotarians are informed when they join the club is we only really, well, except for the last couple of years, the Rotary Auction was our only fundraiser. the only fundraiser we did all year long. And Rotarians, new Rotarians, were told, you know, you either donate something yourself, you purchase something and donate it yourself, or you go out and find donations. And we have things, we just have so many things. And again, check the website. Atlantic Rotary is our website, but then also check Facebook, because we're updating that continually with new things that are coming in. So for example, we have a chop and chopper package, which is you get Windsor chops for you and your friends, and then I think it's 4 to 6 people. I can't remember exactly, so don't hold me to that.
Look at the information.
Right, look at the information. But then you get a chopper ride. You get to go for a helicopter ride. There's just so many things. And of course, one of my faves is there's a remote control Iowa State cooler that will be up for auction. It's awesome.
Yeah, one thing to see a cooler. You know, and that's cute. That's cool. And then she pushes the button and it starts moving. So,
and not only that, but it does have a Bluetooth with it, so you can play music through the speakers that are on the cooler.
Yeah, amazing.
It'd look great at my house.
Yeah,
I think.
Wouldn't it, though? And then there's things, at least in the past, I know there's like jewelry and
clothing and meals and wine, beer, and again, packages from Wisconsin. That's Wisconsin cheese and Wisconsin beer. I think it's Spotted Cow. I think that's kind of popular. Vacation stays in Colorado, South Padre Island. There's so many things.
Thank goodness for all of those companies and businesses who do provide.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think in Atlantic and Cass County, around the area, Iowa, we have so many people that donate to this that, you know, there's not enough time to thank everyone.
And the reason, at least I think one of the important reasons, is they know that all of this money goes for things that they support. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the amount of money raised and how do you spend it?
Well, so far, again, this is our 37th year. $1.1 million has been raised, more than that's been raised, but that's what's been given back into the community from the auction proceeds. I mean, it's fantastic. And there's a little portion of that Rotary, we do some international programs. We've provided clothing and coats, and we're part of the Polio Plus program, so vaccinations for that. But those international projects, that money, the minimal money that our Atlantic Club contributes, goes to the district. The district matches that. Then on top of the district match, Rotary International. So our $1,000 could potentially become $6,000 for some of those international programs. But some of the things that we've donated to, and just on my drive out here, I pull in and, you know, we helped with the building at Little League. We've helped with billboards, the scoreboards at Little League. We helped with the bike trail that takes you over to Shellburg's. We helped at Shellburg's with the one shelter is the Rotary shelter. We've helped with the Ann Wickman Center, the Chamber of Commerce, the fireworks, the cabin in the city park that belongs to Rotary, and we maintain that. The Y, Arise, Adopt a Family, the Atlantic Fire Department. There's just so many things. Again, there's not enough time for me to list.
But every year, as I understand, you pick one item. That doesn't mean that all your money's going to go there, but you do kind of pick one item that's highlighted.
Well, separate from the live auction and the silent auction is our raffle. And that this year, the raffle proceeds are going to the Cass County Sheriff's Office for body cams and a drug dog. So, you know, find a Rotarian or find one of the deputies or our sheriff and get some tickets, because any of the raffle proceeds are going directly to the sheriff's office this year.
Okay. So lots of funds out there. When you mentioned the international projects, that just remind me that Rotary, of course, is an international organization. And that's a real benefit to members who may change jobs or just go to visit another place. They can always go to a Rotary meeting.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can go to Rotary meetings all over, but as being a member here in Atlantic, if you move to Fort Dodge, you can join the Fort Dodge Club. There's, you know, you don't have to go through your all the paperwork's already there.
Right.
And we've had Rotarians come in to Atlantic that they were Rotarians in another community, and they came in, checked it out, found our Rotary. Now they belong to our club.
And probably became the president.
It's possible.
It's a good way to get acquainted with a lot of people in the community, too, and do a lot of good things. So,
absolutely.
Wendy, remind us of this year's Rotary Auction Live, Silent, and Raffle.
November 23rd, the Cass County Community Center. Get a hold of any Rotarian. Ted Robinson at First Whitney Bank, he has the tickets. Cocktail hour begins at 5:30. The dinner is at 6:15, and the live auction begins at 7:15. It's usually
and
a couple of hours.
Later if you're not
there
for
if you don't
dinner.
Get in town until 8, come, but you've missed 45 minutes of
fun time. Okay, thank you so much, Wendy Richter, and thanks to Rotary for all they do. Until next time, here's a thought. Some things are up to us. Some things are not up to us. Differentiating the two is crucial.